Good morning, and welcome again to Seeds of Truth. This program is brought to you by the Rivermont Church of Christ, and we're located at 2316 East 100 Road in Chester, Virginia. Your speaker today is Chuck Burden. One of the things I've noticed is that in the world there's a common perception that most people will go to heaven. It's almost as if hell is a place prepared for only the vilest of sinners, for terrorists, murderers, and the like. And many believe that if you're basically a decent person, when you die, you'll go to heaven. Of course, this is a notion planted by the devil to divert us from God's true righteousness. And the Bible refutes this and lets us know that there are things required of us, specific things, in order to go to heaven. Jesus tells us in Matthew 7:13, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." Now, this narrow and difficult way involves obeying Christ's commands. Unfortunately, few will do this, as Jesus himself points out. Instead, most will take that broad path leading to the wide gate, entering destruction. And sadly, they'll do this with the hope of getting to heaven. This broad path includes the false doctrines and the adding to and the taking away from Scripture that lead souls to hell. Jesus said in Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." Yes, there are many who think that most people will go to heaven. In fact, there are many who feel that the souls of Christians are going to heaven right now. And I want to spend the rest of my time this morning dealing with this subject as I talk about places prepared by God. Jesus said in Luke 14, verses 2 and 3, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Now here Jesus is talking about going to prepare a place of rest in heaven for the saved. But one could ask the questions, are those who died faithfully in this place now? If not, then when will they go there? And how will it happen? Why is there a wait? And finally, what about those who don't live faithfully? Well, first, the faithful dead are not going to places prepared in heaven just yet, although it will happen in due time. Note that Jesus said in verse 3 of John 14 that he will come again and receive his disciples. He is referring to his second coming, also referred to as the day of the Lord. We read in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 13, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat? Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells." We can also read about these things that will occur in Revelation. In chapter 20, verse 12 and 13, it reads, "And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who are in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works." So the blessed or faithful